A very blustery day indeed, and Larry Weber's no doubt got a thought or two about that. We join our host for Backyard Almanac right here on KUMD. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I hope you got a chance to get out and enjoy it.
I did. It was called Coming to Work.
Had it started to snow by that time?
Oh, gosh, yes. And I wish that I hadn't been pushed for time this morning. I would have gone nuts taking gorgeous photographs. The flakes were huge and heavy, and they were sticking to everything, and it was perfect photography weather. But
well,
no, I had to go to work.
I think you'll still get an opportunity later for that. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. I think we have lessons this morning, two reasons why we do something we do. Number one is we change our clocks. Now, we change our clocks in first Sunday of November nowadays, but it used to be we'd change our clock by this time of October. And the reason for doing that is sometimes kind of confusing, but the reason for doing that is that it gives us a brighter time, a lighter time in the morning, and when a lot of people are commuting and the children are going to school and so forth. And, of course, we haven't yet changed our clock, so we saw the darkness that we had to deal with this morning. That was lesson number one. Lesson number two is I think we see another reason why trees drop their leaves. Now, most of the deciduous trees, the native deciduous trees, already have dropped their leaves maybe by as much as 10 days ago, and we certainly have a wide open woods right now. But there's a lot of non-native trees that still have leaves out there. In particular, what a lot of people have in their yard is lilac. And lilacs, and in my yard, I also have Siberian pea. They're both non-native, and they both still have leaves. Well, what does that do on a day like today? Well, this is a wet snow. It is sticking to the branches. It is sticking to the leaves, and it's bending them down. And I already had one Siberian pea fall down from that weight on right onto the driveway. So I think we get a little bit of a lesson of why trees drop their leaves. That is not the only reason. They have other reasons, but still, I think we see a little lesson at that. It is not unusual to get snows in October. And yes, we have it again. It's just that, no, it is not a lasting snow. Now, is this still autwin? Well, in my definition, yes. My definition of autwin is after the leaves have fallen from the trees, and we see that. We've seen it every day this week. And before, there is a lasting snowfall covering the ground. I don't expect this to be lasting. From your forecast of rain later and temperatures in the upper 30s and 40s, no, I don't think this is going to be lasting. And certainly the ground is not yet frozen. I have not yet seen any ice. It's kind of a surprise if you step outside today, but the October of this year has been considerably warmer than normal. Quite a few degrees warmer than normal. So a little bit hard to believe that when you step out today. And another one a little bit hard to believe is that the warmest temperature for the whole month happened 1 week ago today, 75 degrees. So we have seen that period of time come to an end, and now we're having this next one. So very interesting autumn weather, and yes, I consider it still autwin. Autwin is just an absolutely terrific time to get out and get to know an area, walk around, and, oh, just plain enjoy it. You can see well. You can see all sorts of things that you couldn't see otherwise. Mostly, there are things on the ground. Now, a day like today, we're not going to see too much of them, but when it melts, when the snow melts, we should be able to see plenty again. Bird migration is going on still. Hawk Ridge getting lots of red-tail hawks and bald eagles, but the sharp-shinned hawks seem to be going down a little bit, and in their place is the rough-leg hawks. Rough-leg hawks are birds of the tundra, and so when they show up, it's always a little bit later. Canada geese, not quite as many, but I heard them again yesterday, and of course other kinds of water birds, namely various ducks. In the world of sparrows, I still have juncos in the yard. I've seen tree sparrows almost every day, and I've seen flocks of robins as well. We had a chipmunk come to the house yesterday, but that's the only one I saw all week. I think my other chipmunks have gotten their cache of food and curled up in the den somewhere and decided to sleep for a while, and I think we can understand why they would do that. The beavers continue to be active. They haven't yet filled their cache, and as I said, there hasn't been any ice yet. So the beaver ponds are, this is a good time to go see beavers in a beaver pond. They're quite active. They work on their lodge and they work on caching food for the winter. And I always like to make the rounds and look at beaver ponds at this time. Yesterday I visited a lake, and at the lake I saw a painted turtle. Day before that I saw a leopard frog. Both of those two are probably into some sort of a shelter right now, but they may keep active for almost as long as they can. And since the lake is not frozen, we might remember a week ago or so, there was an abundance of ladybugs. I did not see any this week. So it seemed like wherever they're gone, they went, and they calmed down. I have, however, seen a couple of dragonflies. This is as recently as the day before yesterday. I saw the small metal hawk dragonflies out basking in the sun. I saw a couple of the hibernating butterflies, namely Morning Cloak and Comma, this week that had not yet gone into hibernation, but probably will be soon. And we still have an abundance of the World Series moths. And yeah, the World Series is going on right now. And if you're sitting in the house on these cool nights and you look out on the window and you see moths lining up around there, that's what those are. Linden looper, a basswood looper, as they're also called, is probably the most common. Little brown moths that don't even have a mouth. And their whole time of existence as an adult is to mate and lay eggs. And they choose this time that's very late in the season because there aren't many predators. And speaking of predators, there are still some spiders active. I saw webs this past week of several kinds. And there is some flowers still blooming. Yesterday, I took a bike ride and I saw New England aster and three types of sunflowers still in bloom. So there are a few that hang on as late as they can. Leaf color has pretty much gone, but take a look around. You'll see silver maples, very common around Duluth. Silver maples are still yellow. Weeping willows still yellow. And then we get some reds. Now, the reds are mostly smaller things, but every walk I've been taking in the last couple days, I see red leaves of blackberry and raspberry and blueberry and wild rose. They all have bright red leaves, and they're all kind of small plants. So, yeah, there's still plenty going on. Lots of berries and fruits on trees. This looks like it's going to be a year where we're going to see a lot of crab apples. And if that's true, we're going to have a lot of birds visiting them. I have been watching, of all birds to come to a crab apples, I have been watching a pileated woodpecker come by almost every day to have something. So, yes, Lisa, we are moving now towards the end of the month, and we are having sunset before 6 o'clock, starting about another day or so. And when we change our clocks, that will be before 5 o'clock. So we got something to get used to. Yeah, get out and enjoy it. It's not going to last that long, so get out and enjoy it. Take care.
All right, will do. Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.